A Reflection for the Second Week of Lent by Father Joseph Nazel. On the second Sunday of Lent, we hear the story of the Transfiguration when Jesus takes three of his prized pupils up a high mountain for spring break. Like many college students at this time of year heading for the beaches, for fun in the sun, or to the mountains for one last ride down the ski slopes, Jesus takes his students for a camping trip on Mount Holy. Talk about fun in the sun. Jesus literally glows in the dark. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. But Jesus isn't radioactive. He's redemptive. He's not sunburned. He's showing them salvation. In this glimpse of glory, Jesus is tracing for his disciples the sacred connection with the law of Moses and the prophetic tradition of Elijah. It is a dramatic moment, but perhaps the most remarkable moment is yet to come. After Peter suggests pitching some tents and staying put, the sunny spring break becomes overcast and cloudy. They are already terrified, but now the clouds gather, casting a shadow over them, and a voice echoes in the mountain air, affirming Jesus' identity. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." This is the second time in Mark's Gospel that a voice from the heavens speaks of Jesus as the beloved Son. At the very beginning of the Gospel, when Jesus is baptized, a voice came from the heavens. "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Now, at the midpoint of Mark's Gospel, God makes the point about the beloved nature of Jesus again. These two incidents affirm that, like Jesus, we are also named God's beloved. In an age of terror and economic crisis, natural and human-made disasters that scar so many lives with suffering and sorrow, many are looking for close encounters of the divine kind to strengthen their faith. But the message of the Transfiguration that begins the second full week of our Lenten journey of recovery suggests that we can build all the shrines we want, but unless we become the shrines that reflect the presence of God, our houses of prayer, our churches and our synagogues, our temples and pagodas and worship sites will be empty places instead of sacred spaces. They may be filled with holy objects, but unless we become holy, direct objects of God's divine intervention, these shrines will simply stand as museums or even mausoleums. This is what Jesus is trying to tell Peter and James and John when Peter suggests they build three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, and hang out on the mountain for a while or forever. Mark writes that Peter hardly knew what to say. And as the Gospels often remind us, Peter was rarely at a loss for words. The voice from the clouds tells Peter and his camping companions, "This is my Son, my beloved. Listen to him." This is what we seek to do during this Lenten journey toward recovering our true self. True to his identity as the beloved of Christ, the mission of Jesus is to reconcile the world to the divine self. As St. Paul writes, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" This is our identity and our mission, to embrace who we are, beloved daughters and sons of God, and to give witness to the grace of God's redeeming and reconciling love. The message of the Transfiguration is to stay this course. It is not easy to do when the crosses are heavy and the losses mount. But in those moments when suffering seems to crush us, a spring break in the clouds reminds, "You are my beloved." That is why we need those moments of grace that renew our spirits and refresh our souls. Those times that transfigure and transform us. But when we have those times in our lives, we can't build a shrine, but rather go forth and be a living shrine. Just as Jesus told his disciples they couldn't stay in the mountain, our challenge is the same. We are to take this vision, this peace, and this memory with us and continue the journey of recovery. Let us pray together.
Loving God, at this rest stop on our Lenten road of recovery, you take us to a holy mountain where you remind us that we are your beloved and give us a glimpse of glory. More than a passing glance, your Son reveals to his disciples and to us the sacred line of succession from Abraham and Sarah through Moses and Elijah. Your Son, Jesus, shares the tradition of the patriarchs, priests, and prophets. Jesus, the teacher, reveals to his students the lessons of salvation. The lesson plan includes the suffering of the cross and the glory of the resurrection. Give us the grace to be a living sign of your divine presence to all I encounter this day and every day. Amen.